Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And so we meet to study again God's Word. Good morning to you and welcome to the Scripture Spotlight right here on Adventist World Radio SID Media. We're going to be covering our second installment in our series this week. The theme we're running with is the second coming of Christ. It's principle number 25 in our Scripture Spotlight series. So welcome to it and thank you so much for joining us. Now, as we continue today in our theme, while the Bible warns us that no one knows the exact day, the hour, it provides us with a roadmap, right? Signs that signal the end of the era, that show us where about and how close we are to this event that we are talking about. Now, from natural upheavals to the first resurrection of those sleeping in their graves, the second coming is the ultimate climax of the great controversy theme, the theme between the war between good and evil. Now, today, we explore the prophetic milestones and the incredible transformation of the human body from mortal, to immortal. It is time to look at the signs of the times and the promise of a new beginning. And joining us is our pastor, Mfundisi Vusagabanya, who joins us now on the line. Muruti, good morning to you. Pastor Walter, do we have you on?
Yes, good morning, Brother Derek, and good morning to all our listeners. I hope I find you well this morning.
Good morning, Muruti. We are doing quite all right, and thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you coming through.
I'm glad to be back on a Tuesday morning.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Mfundisi, talking about this idea of the imminent return of Christ, our King, one might wonder to say, since the Bible says no one knows the day, the hour, right? It's given. Christ Himself explained that not even I know; only the Father knows the time. Why would we still need to believe that the event is imminent, whereas it's really unknown when it will happen?
Thank you very much. That's quite an interesting question. Yes, indeed, the Bible is clear. Nobody knows the day nor the hour that Jesus will come, but the Father alone knows. I think the first thing, as I even answer your question, we need to note from that is it seems that the whole world believes that Jesus is coming again. Why do I say that?
Mm-hmm.
We are having so many prophets who are coming and predicting the day, the year when Jesus is coming again. So take note, the dispute seems not to be on whether he is coming again, if he is coming again, but when he is coming again.
Okay.
So the issue is not if he is, but the world is trying to come up and predict when he is coming again. But thank God, the Bible is clear. The text is clear. No one knows. No one knows when Jesus will come. But like rightfully you have said, God has not left us in the dark as to how soon he is coming. For God will never do anything to this world unless and until he is given a warning. So through the signs of the second coming, the Bible is littered with so many of those signs so that we may know that his coming is imminent and that we may live as people who know and realize that soon and very soon he is coming. So whilst we may not know the day, whilst we may not know the hour, but surely the Bible and God has made sure that we know that his coming is soon.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, I want us to touch on the signs quickly, but before we do, Muruti, I want to just pick your brain a bit to say, what's your take, Pastor, on one person who calls themselves a prophet, right, who calls themselves a messenger of the Lord, who wrote and said We don't know the time or the hour, but when it is imminent, when it is very near, the Lord is going to reveal the time and the hour of it, of Christ's coming to his faithful followers, and the rest of the world will just hear thunder. In the light of this passage that we are just discussing now, that God said, no one knows but myself, what's your understanding of such a proclamation and such a prophecy?
I know. Yes, that's a very interesting one. One may want to argue and say, but we don't see it. I've not read it in the Bible. But yes, indeed, I've also come across a writing like that from one prominent writer who says just before Jesus descends, just before Jesus comes. Yes. There is going to be a rumble, a thunder, that those who are not ready will not understand. It will be thunder to them. But to those that are ready and waiting for his coming, Jesus will be announcing his coming. But this will happen right at the end of time, right at the end of time, according to that passage that you are referring to and you're quoting, when people have moved out maybe of the cities, they are now dwelling in the mountains and just ready and waiting for the second coming of Christ. This is when it will happen. I have no basis to dismiss such a writing, because I read in the Bible when Paul was moving to Damascus and he was struck by that light and fell on the ground, the voice that was heard speaking to Paul, saying, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? If you read carefully, everyone who was around Paul didn't hear a thing. They just heard sounds. So this would not be like the first time such a thing will happen, that others hear sounds whilst another one hears the voice. So I've no doubt that it is possible.
Okay.
And it can happen like that, that others will hear the proclamation of the actual day and hour of his coming. But at this point, as of now, it has not happened. So nobody knows. Nobody knows. But the signs just tell us how soon and how soon we are.
Thank you. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about that to say, what then, since we are operating in a signpost environment, as it were, what are the signs that we must be looking for to say, hey, we are nearing this time? I mean, if you are coming close to a city, you are traveling in the bit of a wilderness area, you start seeing some form of developments around you. You know, I must be coming to a city. You start seeing lights in the horizon to say it's nighttime, but it's too bright for the night sky. Surely I must be coming close to. What do we see when we are talking about the coming of Christ?
I love that question. Luke 21 verse 28, the Bible says, now, when these things begin to happen, the Bible says these things, so which means there are things we should look out for, begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. So God is so faithful in warning mankind by signs that the second coming of Christ is near. So there are things that the Bible says we should look out for. What are some of those things? Right. Matthew chapter 24 is one chapter dedicated to telling us the signs of the coming. I would encourage all our listeners to go through this chapter this morning after our study. Okay. Now we have no time to go through the whole chapter, but I'll just pick some snippets from Matthew chapter 24 dedicated to these signs. Verse 4, the Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive. Now, when Jesus was giving the signs, the first thing he mentions is that be careful that you are not deceived by man, by a human being. So, man deception is actually one of the main and key signs that Jesus is about to come. And Jesus says, amongst those, number one, are false Christs. Many are coming who are saying, I'm the Christ. I'm the Christ. You hear there's a Christ in Durban. You hear there's a Christ in Malawi. You hear there's a Christ in Nigeria. You hear there's a Christ that has been seen in the United States, all over. There are false Christs that are rising. Verse 11, listen to what the Bible also goes on to say. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. So false Christs, false prophets, how many prophets have arisen today? Like a booming industry to be a prophet. Prophet X, prophet Y has started the church. This prophet is resurrecting the dead. This prophet is healing the lame and restoring blind. We're not saying God cannot perform those miracles, but it's now seeming like it's a business. It's now seeming like to become a prophet is a business. So we hear so many of these. Matthew chapter 24 telling us, verse 6, and ye shall hear of wars. I'm still in Matthew chapter 24. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you do not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is nigh. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in different places. We see these things, wars, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in Russia. Seeing wars and rumors of war every day. Earthquakes, pestilences, the COVID pandemic, we're just coming out of it. All these signs, they are helping us see, just like you're saying, saying when you are driving, you know that we are close when we begin to see the signs of his second coming. So, brothers and sisters, I would encourage us, we have no time, but let's go through this chapter. Let's go through Matthew chapter 24. It gives us many of these signs. I've just highlighted them that tell us, indeed, Jesus is about to come. Someone might say, but these have always been there. But if you'd go on Google right now, just Google the amount of conflicts and wars that are currently active in the world. It's unprecedented. Read about the pestilences and diseases currently active. It's unprecedented. So that shows us that we are living in different times. And as much as there's been wars, pestilences, even before, but we live in times when these are really indeed. And finally, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Right now, we are fulfilling prophecy right on radio. The gospel is spreading faster than ever before. Telecasting, every Facebook page, YouTube page you open, you are bound to see either a preacher or as musician propagating the gospel. So we are living in those times when no one can say, I've not had this good news. And this is the sign that will then trigger the coming of the world. So every social platform now is preaching the word of God. Jesus is coming sooner than we first believed, brothers and sisters.
He is coming. Are we ready? Is the question that we need to then find out if we ask. And talking about being ready, Muruti, I mean, the Bible will often speak about the second coming as the event happening as a thief in the night, right? It's a surprise. People are not prepared or ready for it. How can this be after we've just spoken about signs and people are seeing it? Here's a sign for the second coming. Here's a sign. How can we then say, I didn't know I was about in the city, but yet you saw all the signs saying city ahead, city ahead. Talk to us. Why are we caught unawares?
Interesting. I think the reason why we are caught unawares is that we have failed to believe that he is coming soon. I've had friends, I've had brothers, I've had sisters. They'll say, ever since we were born, we were told that Jesus is coming soon. Now I'm 40 years old. Now I'm 50 years old. Now I'm 60 years old. Is this message really true? So our lack of belief, we have failed to believe the imminence of the coming of the Savior. And yet, this is exactly what the Bible teaches, that his coming is imminent, his second coming is imminent. So because we have not believed, we've become so complacent. We live as we like, we eat as we wish, we dress as we feel. We have not grasped that this is the hour. We should be prepared. We should be as ready as ever so that we are not caught unawares. We are not caught just as a thief comes, but it's because we've just told ourselves that it's business as usual, but it's no longer business as usual, my brother. Jesus is coming, and his coming is imminent.
Amen. Amen. He is coming, and he is coming very soon. Well, thank you so much, Mfundisi. We appreciate it. Maybe then as we wrap up, how are the living believers then to be glorified, especially when you look at the dead and the living? What's going to mark the difference there at the moment of his arrival?
I love this text. I'll take us to 1 Thessalonians. Okay, mm-hmm. The Bible mm-hmm. tells us, for the Lord himself, we read this yesterday, will descend from the heaven with a shout, the voice of an archangel, and with a trumpet, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. So, yeah. When Jesus comes, we who are alive shall defy the force of gravity. Mm. We shall be lifted up to meet the Lord in the air.
Okay.
But not with this mortal body. Then Paul writes in Corinthians, then this mortal shall put on immortality. We shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Mm. Our bodies shall be glorified to meet with the Lord. So the glorification of our bodies primarily is that our bodies are weakling right now. We have been devastated by sin. We are not as we should be, but degradation has been taking place since the days of Adam up until now.
Yeah.
So we shall be glorified, restored to the stage up that we should have been having had we not fallen into sin. And ultimately, mortality shall put on immortality.
Amen.
Our bodies
Amen.
Will never die, will never fall sick, and will never degrade again.
Yeah.
So we shall be changed, glorified, and indeed we shall be like him on that day.
Amen. Oh, what a day that will be, a glorious day, like some would sing and say, we cannot wait for that. But I think it'll be a pity that the day happens, but you are not counted among those enjoying it. I think it's time to get ready. Pastor Walter, thank you so much for your time this morning. May God bless you until we chat again tomorrow.
Thank you. God bless. Meet you again tomorrow.
Amen.
Have a lovely day.
You too, sir.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.